How's everyone doing today?
Good.
Good to see everyone. Just thinking about the practice from yesterday, you know, I thought our specialists came out and did a phenomenal job of just getting out there, all being on the same page, and just making kicks. I thought the punt period we had before was really good with all of our young guys just getting those game-like reps in the pads. And we're just getting ourselves ready for the practice tomorrow, and we're looking forward to go play this game. I know our young guys are excited. I'm excited. All the work we've been putting in from this spring to just get out there and get ourselves going. Questions?
As far as punt return, do you expect LeJonte to take a majority of them, or do you think you'll be rotating a lot of guys throughout the preseason?
You know, Jameson, I think it's just really going to depend on how the game's going, right? You know, I want to get as many guys as I can get reps, but I want to make sure that LeJonte gets a good amount of reps. I want to get Anthony Miller back there. I want to get D-Wade back there. You know, I want to give all these guys an opportunity to showcase their skills, and they've all been working very hard out in the practices. So I think you'll probably see all those guys back there at some point.
Chris, how hard is it to get a feel for a rookie returner when you don't necessarily get a lot of full action reps in practice?
It's not that it's hard. I think one of the things we look for, again, it's about catching the ball, right? Because they all got skill. They all got a punt return skill set. They all are very good after the catch. And you can see that from their when they get the passes caught on offense, right? How they put their foot in the ground and they get vertical. I think for me and for our special teams coaches, what we want to see is our guys cleanly filled in the ball. And then when we get into the game, you know, it's go time. And then the skill sets will come to life with all 11 guys.
Chris, how about a little bit of differentiation between the Jugs gun and a live foot? Has the Ravens ever thought about bringing somebody in just to kick? I mean, you bring in a left-footed kicker sometimes, left-footed punter sometimes, but...
You know, if that opportunities, when those opportunities come up, we do bring in another guy. But the difference between the Jugs and the live foot, obviously the live foot, the ball turning over, coming down as fast as it can, it's a lot different than the Jugs. So we work different things. When we got the Jugs, we're just trying to shoot the ball as high as we can and make it a timing thing, because that ball will hang up there a little bit longer and it might not necessarily turn over. So now the ball's falling down to the right or falling down to the left. Whereas when you're on the live foot, the ball's turning over and it's going down to the spot. So we're looking for a couple different things versus a live punter versus the Jugs.
Chris, Tyler Lute has passed the test of practice, he passed the stadium practice. How important are these preseason games for
him? It's very important, right? Because we all know the games are what matters, right? Making kicks in the games. But Tyler, from the day he walked in, Randy's just taken him and broken down step by step by step what we're looking for. And obviously leg strength is not going to be an issue with Tyler. I mean, he could boom it, right? It's about just being consistent. And he's done a great job of that throughout this camp. You guys saw it yesterday, right? I mean, he was phenomenal out there just kicking the ball. And he was dialed in. He was locked in. Take that same focus to the game. He's going
to
be fine. You know, I think the approach to kind of what the guys have been working on field three has been mainly, okay, where's our plant foot? Am I too tight? Am I too wide? It's right. It's getting a consistent plant foot and then getting consistent foot the ball. Once you get that and the ball is going straight, I mean, the ball's going to be going between the uprights all the time. So I've seen a lot of change in that, and that's something that they work on every day. One of those things, the GoPro gives you a close-up look foot to ball, right? You see where your foot actually is on the ball when you're hitting. Then my toe wrap around the ball. Well, that might change the trajectory of the ball. So that's one of the things that you don't get to see on a coach's cam, right? So the closer we are, foot to ball, where's the plant, all those things are very crystal clear. And Randy is with him every day. Hey, this was too wide. This was too tight. Let's get it here. Those things make a difference.
Justin use some of those GoPros at times. Is it more important for a younger kicker to use that more often, to review that more closely?
Yeah, I think you get the same out of it. It's a more detailed approach to what you're getting. If you're not consistent with your plant foot and foot to ball, then okay, let's take a closer look at it, right? Justin with experience, it was there. He was always in the right spot So I think it's one of those things. It's a process, right? Where's your plant foot? What do we need it? And then that's how we get it there.
You mentioned Tyler's leg strength. Do you think he could even expand your range? And what do you see for his range right now?
You know, I don't think it's about range for us. It's about just being consistent on kicking a straight ball. The one thing we do know that the last 2 years, all of our kicks, PATs included, 80% were less than 40 yards. So, right, we want to make the 80%. Right. And then those 20% where we're talking about range, those 40 plus balls, let's be good in the 80%. And then when we get to that 20%, that finish, consistency, that's what we're looking for. We're not really worried about the range and how far we can go. He has leg strength.
Chris, Joel established yesterday that you guys have the TrackMan technology available to you. Is mm-hmm. that something you have here, or is it just the stadium? What benefit does it offer your hundreds of kickers?
You know, it's something we have. We're able to utilize in practice and in the stadium. We travel with it. But it's just another way of tracking the apex of the ball. How high is the ball when it's at the line of scrimmage, right? We believe that if the ball is at a certain height, when the field goal team is rushing, then we can track all those things, say, okay, this is where we want to be. So it allows for all those things to show up throughout the practice film and things like that. We good? And by the way, happy birthday to both those guys, Tyler and Jordan. Today's their birthday.